Labors of Love. An informative look at modern-day evangelization, featuring the ministries and work of the Catholic Church in South Texas. Stay with us and learn of the Church's many services and benefits with your host, Margaret Alleria, Director of Evangelization and Catechesis for the Diocese of Corpus Christi, as she explores the Catholic faith with her many guests and their labors of love.
Welcome to Labors of Love, where we bring the labors of love from the Diocese of Corpus Christi to you. I'm here with my guest, Evie Trevino, who is the second Vice State Regent, a state officer for the Catholic Daughters of the Americas. And I'm so glad to have you here. The main reason is because I want to learn more about the Catholic Daughters. I've heard about them so much. We actually just had a women's conference with the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women, but I kept hearing about the Catholic Daughters as well. So, Evie, I'm glad to have you here, and I'd like for our listeners to get to know a little bit about you.
Sure. Of course, my name is Evie Trevino. I am married to Dennis Trevino for 45 years.
Wow, congratulations. Oh,
thank you. It's a long time.
I'm only eight, so
You've got a long way to go. We have two children, Amy and Dennis, and we are very blessed with three grandchildren, Alexandria, Christian, and Grant. I retired from the City of Corpus Christi, the Department of Housing and Community Development, with a career in management about 10 years ago. Since then, I have been working with my husband with his insurance business, so I really didn't retire. I might be working a little bit harder now.
Oh boy, there'll be a second retirement sometime soon.
And I am a Catholic Daughter charter member from Most Precious Blood, and it's court number 2380. I served as a regent and a vice regent for my home court for 8 years, district deputy for 48, and I oversee 5 courts for 4 years. And presently, I am a state officer, and I've been a state officer for the past 6 years. My title right now in office is Vice State Regent.
So we'll talk about the structure and hierarchy in a bit, but I'd really love to know, what is a Catholic Daughter? What do they do for the church at large? What do they do for the diocese? I right now, just looking at the title, want to be a Catholic Daughter. So go ahead and share with us.
Okay. Catholic Daughters of the America is one of the oldest and largest organization of Catholic women in the Americas. The Catholic Daughters is more commonly known as CDA.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this was founded back in 1903 by the Knights of Columbus. This was when the women would go to the meetings with the Knights of Columbus and sit outside because they could not go into the meetings with the Knights.
Oh.
So they would sit outside and knit or crochet and wait for the men to come out of the meeting. And really, this is how Catholic Daughter evolved after it was backed up because of the Knights of Columbus. So today we have over 75,000 members in 1,250 courts in 45 states across the country.
Wow.
And it is in Puerto Rico, Mexico, Guam, and the Virgin Islands. Now, the Texas State Court was established, and this was a long time ago, 1917.
And when you say court, that means region or
the whole
group?
Each national, and then there's every state. I just said we had 45 states across the country.
Mm-hmm.
So now Texas becomes 95 years old this year.
Okay.
Since 1917. And Texas alone has over 16,000 members in 230 courts, and we're divided up into 61 districts.
Okay.
That's just for Texas alone. And these are included in those 45 states with national.
Well, those are impressive numbers.
And we keep growing. We grow in courts, and then we lose courts, and we gain courts. Some courts start, and some are dissolved for some reason or other.
They fulfilled their duties.
Right, for membership, lack of membership. Mm-hmm. But then all of a sudden we get big spurts and we get lots of new members. And this is where we're at presently, that many members. Texas is big.
Over 16,000?
Yes. And they say everything in Texas is big. We go to the national conventions and they say, oh, here comes Texas. You know, everything's big in Texas. So we're used to it. And we like it because we know we're proud of our state. And we do continue to grow and try to get more courts. It's as they grow, we're getting larger and larger. It's a bigger job, but we want membership. We have to have the members to be able to keep Catholic. It's been around since the 1900s, so we want to keep it going.
Keep those Catholic mm-hmm. daughters coming in. So tell me a little bit about what the Catholic Daughters of America, or the CDA, strive mm-hmm. for.
The members of CDA strive to embrace the principle of faith, working together through love in its promotions of justice, equality, and the advancement of human rights and human dignity for all. Members are encouraged to develop leadership skills, dedication, and great enthusiasm for the work of Christ and His church. The Catholic daughters enjoy each other's company at the meetings. They just get together as a group, and they work really hard for their parishes and their community. A Catholic daughter prays, cooperates, encourages, envisions, initiates, inspires, involves, motivates, implements, and they volunteer. If you want to be a member of Catholic Daughter, you will have to volunteer.
So let me ask you, you did say that you stand for justice, equality, advancement of human rights. Are these basically what the Catholic Church at large is trying to bring awareness for or trying to stand for?
Yes, and keeping all that we do together and making sure that we serve a service for the Catholic Daughters.
Wonderful.
And the church, and it's for your own community and parishes and throughout the country.
Okay, so go ahead and talk to me about how all of that is actually implemented. How do you serve to bring awareness for justice, equality, mm-hmm. advancement of human rights, etc.?
Well, as a member, you will be able to give your time, your talent, ideas, knowledge, education, and enthusiasm. And in return, you're going to receive spiritual enrichment, leadership skills, affirmation, and you're serving the community, and you will definitely get a sense of accomplishment. We are dedicated to our patroness, the Blessed Mother, and our motto is unity and charity. That is what Catholic Daughter is all about, unity and charity.
You know, the bishop recently has focused on the spirituality of communion. Mm-hmm. And that's, it can be as simple as going mm-hmm. into the room, seeing 10, 20 people, but feeling as though you are a part of them. You are part of a community, mm-hmm. that love is present, that smiles are everywhere, that hugs and handshakes are all around, and that there is a sense of unity or communion. And charity, that's what mm-hmm. we call love, and then I'm sure that you're mm-hmm. including service in that as well.
Yes.
Now, what are some of the things that that you actually do in terms of making this a reality? Are there particular functions that you have annually?
Yes, we have projects. We have lots of projects within our the state and national and each of our local programs all have different projects. Our service is focused on the spiritual growth for both those providing the service as well as the recipients. We function under the national program. It's called the Circle of Love, which has 7 categories, and they are bounded together by a common interest and love. And these are And the categories, the 7 categories are quality of life, the youth, legislation, education, spirituality, leadership, membership, and national projects. Under each of these areas, the opportunities to serve is endless. We are indeed very aware of the needs in society that are deeply affecting today's generation, the elderly, and the human life. For us to be effective in promoting good works, we must reach out and make a difference in the lives of those who are suffering, whether it is through their own fault or the circumstances in which they find themselves.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I do want to talk individually about the seven elements that the Circle of Love, the National Circle of Love, stands for. So stay with us on Labors of Love.
This is Labors of Love.
Celebrate with Incarnate Word Academy and be whisked away to Paradise Island Saturday, March 1st at the American Bank Center for their annual gala. Featured activities include a children's art auction, a silent auction, a live auction, dinner, and dancing, all in a tropical island atmosphere. Proceeds benefit the Educational Initiatives Fund, which provides for critical tuition assistance, enriched academic and athletic programs, and facility and technology enhancements. For tickets, sponsorships, and underwriting opportunities, please call Amy Canterbury at 883-8229.
Thank you for being with us on Labors of Love. Again, I'm here with my guest, Evie Trevino, who is the second vice state regent for the Catholic Daughters of Americas. We've been having a great conversation. I've learned a lot about the history of the Catholic Daughters, what you stand for, unity and charity, which is a great motto, if you ask me. And we left off with the Circle of Love, which is a national program for the Catholic Daughters of the Americas, with seven categories. And I want to talk about them because I think that it would really entice some of the women out there that might be interested in becoming a Catholic daughter. And they are quality of life, youth, legislation, which is very important, being in the political sphere, education, spirituality, leadership, membership, and national projects. Let's go ahead and talk about quality of life. What do we mean when we say quality of life? Why is that such an important category for the national program?
There are so many needs in the quality of life at this time. We have, the national has a tool of the trade book, and in this book, it lists all the seven categories of the Circle of Love. And any court can just go to that book, and it will give you examples of different projects you can do under the quality of life. It's not something that you would have to recreate. It gives you a list of all the different projects that would help in that field. For instance, like just going and visiting the elderly at a nursing home, providing a visit, providing toiletries, providing, some of the courts do bingos and do it once a month and provides those kind of services. So that book, the Tool of the Trade book, lists all the different types of projects a local court can do. And it gives you a list of everything that you can go visit the sick, visit the schools, reading books for children.
So then this is an opportunity for someone, a Catholic daughter, to enhance the quality of life for someone else.
Yes.
And at the same time, enhancing their quality of life.
Yes.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Now, I like these two, spirituality and leadership. I would venture to say that there are a lot of young women or even older women out there that have leadership skills. Actually, everyone has leadership skills, and some people have them and they're flourished more than others. So let's talk then about spirituality and leadership and how those are just a powerful combination for a Catholic daughter.
Within the state, we have state chairmen, and we do have a chairman for each one of these, a spiritual chairman. And right now, we are very fortunate to have Olga Sanminego as our state chairman for spiritual. spirituality, and she will go to any court that wants a retreat. You know, they just have to plan and ask, and she can provide a spiritual retreat for them. And she not only is a past state regent, but she is doing this chairperson for us right now. And at the same time, she was just elected at national for a national office, and she is now representing Texas in national, and she is our second national regent.
So she must be doing a good job.
Yes, a very good job, and we are so fortunately to have her. And she was last term, she was our advisor from national. She was our director, and so she comes to our board meetings and directs us. She has so much to offer under spirituality. Now, each court can also plan their own from their parishes, whatever they want to do, and invite the rest of the courts, surrounding areas. Anyone can come. They extend the invitation to their surrounding areas. In Corpus, we have, we have 5, 10, 15, 20 courts in Corpus. And we have our surrounding little towns, which include all the way from Three Rivers to Taft to Alice.
Well, I do know a Catholic daughter who recently helped me with the women's conference, Melly Smithwick.
Yes.
And she gets very excited when she talks about the Catholic daughters. Now, going back to spirituality, so we want to develop the woman and assist with their development totally and wholly. And so that means working on their spirit. And so I would assume that the Catholic daughters provide, like you said, retreats, maybe days of reflection, adoration, rosary praying.
In fact, most of the courts, before they even start their monthly meeting, will start with a rosary or attend the Mass before they start their meeting. So, yes, we are.
There's that unity.
Unity
and charity. Let's go ahead then and talk about some projects. And I think that this leads into the projects that occur. There's projects on the national level, on the state level, and the local level. And they revolve around these different categories. So what's going on at the national level?
We have many exciting projects, both at the national and the state level. And they are all endorsed by our local courts, and they support it. The national projects, we have about five of them. And these are projects that each court, local court, can contribute to monetary-wise. And again, we're talking, we're 230 courts. So if each court donates $10,
that makes a
$20,
difference.
This goes into the thousands when
and this
we
is
go
because
to
they
national.
Can't actually be there at
right.
these national functions.
Right.
Okay.
So these are the projects that are mostly donated to, and it's the Disaster Relief Fund, Habitat for Humanity, the Holy Cross Family Rosary, that's the Father Peyton, the Smile Train, and SOAR. SOAR is the support of our aging religious. These are the national projects. And again, the very few $10 or whatever is sent to national, it all adds up. It's not just the state of Texas. It's the 45 states that contribute. So at national conventions, when they issue these checks to Smile Train, to Habitat for Humanity, we're talking in the high thousands of dollars and this is just money that is sent in from each local court, from whether it's Texas or California or whatever state it is.
So when
it
you all
does
get together
up,
and
it,
offer $5, $10, $15, it makes a difference.
It makes a difference. It really does.
Wonderful. And what's going on in the state area?
The Texas projects, we're very proud of our Texas project. Our main one is the Texas Habitat for Humanity. We have the Juarez Mission School. We have Texas Disaster Relief Fund. We just started with the American Wheelchair Mission a couple of years ago. And we also have the Memorial Scholarship Fund.
You know, you've mentioned disaster relief, and I can't help but think about Hurricane Sandy and how that's affected many, many people, millions of people. And it's great that there is a Catholic organization of females, of women, that are providing some monetary support and prayer.
Prayer. Just think of all the 75,000 members praying at the same time.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful.
Power of prayer.
All right, so let's go ahead and look at what's happening at the local court level.
The local court's projects and activities are selected by each court. They can choose what they want and what they need in their own community, such as helping the poor through food or clothing drives. They're visiting the elderly at nursing homes. They're hosting spiritual retreats, multi-district meetings, and our leadership workshops. Some of the projects that the local courts support in our area are the Mother Teresa Shelter, the Gabriel Projects, Hope House, Toys for Tots, Palms Nursing Home, Women's Shelter, St. Vincent's de Paul, and there are just so many, many more within our areas that I could be here all day mentioning all the
Well, actually, what you've just mentioned, those are projects that are very worth giving your time and service to. So let me ask you, I'm sure there are some people that are quite intrigued with the Catholic Daughters of the Americas or the CDA, and they want to get involved or they know someone that might want to get involved. How old can you be to get involved?
For Catholic Daughters, the senior court, you have to be 18 or older.
Okay.
There is no age limit. The girls and young women ages 6 to 18 can join the Junior Catholic Daughters of the Americas, and that's better known as JCDA. And JCDA is a great way to encourage our youth. They are our present, and they will be our future.
That's a great way to end. I thank you so much, Evie, for being with us. Deacon Nolte and Sacred Moments is up next.
This is Labors of Love, the ministries and evangelization of the Diocese of Corpus Christi. If you have questions or perhaps a comment about today's program, why not send us email? Address your email to labors@klux.org or by U.S. mail, 1200 Lantana, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78407. And now, with this week's Sacred Moment, here is Deacon Stephen Nolte.
Have you ever had that sinking feeling in the bottom of your stomach? You know, the one you get when you close the door, and even as you hear it latch, you realize that you have locked yourself out. If it hasn't happened yet, don't laugh. Odds are that you'll experience it soon enough. And when it happens, it always seems to come at the worst possible moment. Suddenly you find yourself racing from one emotional thought to another. You're angry. How could I have done that? Why me? Why now? Then panic sets in, followed by fear. How do I get in? Who do I call? What if they don't answer? What am I going to do? There are so many possible thoughts and emotions for this one single event in our life that the possibilities seem almost endless. We allow ourselves to get caught up in the moment, and our emotions run away, taking reason with them. In Matthew's Gospel, we hear the story of Jesus walking on the water after the feeding of the 5,000. Incredulous as it seems, Jesus has fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish, with more left over than what he started with. Then he sends the disciples ahead of him, telling them to take the boat and cross to the other side while he goes off to pray in solitude. The disciples have been going at it all night, fighting a strong headwind. It's late, in the fourth watch, which means that it's almost morning, between 3 and 6 a.m. They've gone several miles, but they haven't reached the other side yet. They're emotionally drained. Just a few short hours ago, they witnessed Jesus' greatest miracle to date. They're tired and anxious when they see something coming at them across the water. They believe it to be a ghost, and they panic. In fact, they are terrified, crying out in fear. Jesus speaks to them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." You are standing inside your home. You have just climbed through the window you broke in order to get back in to get your keys. You clean up the broken glass and secure the window until it can be repaired. You pick up your keys and head to the door, ready to go and keep your original appointment. As you reach for the door to unlock it and leave, you realize that the door is not locked. It never was. How foolish we are to trust in our own ways, to assume that the door was locked, or that a ghost is approaching our boat on the open sea. How often do we turn away from God's ways for something else? We put our trust into our own reasoning, a reasoning often controlled by our emotions, rather than trusting in God's daily miracles. Jesus' words to Peter echo in our hearts, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" The psalmist said, "You who seek God, take heart, for the Lord hears." God is always near us, calling out to reassure us. We hear his words, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." May your day be filled with that which is holy, and may you find an open heart and the peace of Christ in your sacred moments. Amen.
Thank you again for being with us on Labors of Love. I'd like to thank my guest, Evie Trevino, who is a second vice state regent for Texas with the Catholic Daughters of the Americas. If you would like more information or if you would like to join, please call her at 361-658-8553 or visit them at texascda.org. Thanks again for being with us on Labors of Love.
You've been listening to Labors of Love with Margaret Alleria. Online MP3s of this program are available on the CCN server. Browse to podcasts.goccn.net. Scroll down and select the Labors of Love category. Be with us next week at this same time for another edition of Labors of Love. Labors of Love is a production of the Department of Evangelization, Diocese of Corpus Christi, and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.